changing light bulbs, something as simple or, you know, relatively simple for someone who has no problem doing it, as changing the battery in your ceiling smoke detector. The folks who we work with will do gutter cleaning, help moving heavy objects, and minor repairs, that sort of thing. We also have, of course, our community education programs. Virtually every day within the town of North Hempstead, there's some interesting program sponsored by Project Independence at one of our locations around the town.
Yeah, we call them health chats.
Right, health chats. They're not always on health-related topics, but many of them are. And we have wonderful presenters. We have a volunteer program. We have information and referral services. We have, of course, nurses and social workers who work in the community, and they will visit people in their homes if people can't get to them. Mm-hmm. And they provide community assistance, things like blood pressure checks and some counseling, and they run support groups, and they're really, really wonderful professionals. And we have in every community throughout North Hempstead an advisory committee.
Yes.
And you serve on the Roslyn Advisory Committee.
Yes.
Tell us about the advisory committee experience.
It's an opportunity for feedback from the community. Joan, my wife and I, we're both on it, and we're in the Roslyn region. We actually live in East Williston. So we're members of the committee. Not only provide feedback, but thinking, ideas, creative ideas, thoughts. Hey, do you think we could do this? What about that? And we see them coming to fruition.
Yeah, you meet with the staff of the Department of Services for the Aging. And most of our wonderful programs come from ideas generated at these advisory committee meetings.
Yeah, because we are the aging people.
Well, you're the ones who know what's going on. And we welcome new members to all of our advisory committees. We're Great Neck, Port Washington, Roslyn, Westbury, Mineola. Why did I leave out? New Hyde Park, okay. And the committees, they meet on a monthly basis. There's no commitment that you have to make. It's a very informal process. If you want to come, call 311, find out when the next meeting is in your community. Show up, listen. Yeah. If you think you'd like to be involved, come back. If not, wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, no, as you said, no commitment, no investment.
Right, and it's also a good place to make friends.
Yes, we have.
Yes.
We have. Now there are several couples with whom we go to lunch after the meetings and see them on other occasions. They're nice people.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. And it's very important as we get older. That's
a very important part of aging, of staying in the same neighborhood. You have your social contacts,
right.
People you know.
Right.
It's very important.
That's what we're all about. And David, as you know, one of the fun things we do at Project Independence is our weekly radio show.
Yes.
Heard here every Friday morning from 10 a.m. to noon on 88.1 FM. We have a wonderful partnership with the radio station here at LIU Post. We've been doing this show now more than 3 years. We like to try and bring good information and some entertainment to our listeners. Today's show is, I think, going to accomplish that mission. We've got a little bit later on a gentleman who has started a new website which matches young people who are looking for work with older people and others who need some chores done, jobs done around the house. And this is something that could end up being very helpful for our seniors. Our old-time radio segment is Duffy's Tavern. A little bit later on, we're going to have the host of a new radio show here on WCWP, and it's called What I Did for Love, and we're going to be talking about what she did for love and what she does for her radio show. But our first guest is someone who's been with us before, and he gives us wonderful information. He's Dr. Lawrence Cardano, who is an audiologist and the founder of the Hearing Center of Long Island. And Dr. Larry, as we like to call him. Welcome. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And let me not forget to thank you for, as you're winding down your involvement here, thank you for what you've been doing with Project Independence. I think it's great work. And, you know, aging in place is such an important thing for so many people. So thank you for your work.
Well, thank you for that. It's been a labor of love for more than a decade now. Can't believe it.
Wow.
Anyway, Dr. Larry, why is the holiday time a particularly difficult time for people with hearing impairments?
Well, that's a good question. It's a particularly difficult time. It's also a particularly important time. It's important because, you know, if you ask most people what are the important things in their life, most people will mention family as near the top of that list. And, of course, holidays are a time for family. But if you, from a point of view of an audiologist, if you think of how you could design the most difficult situation for listening, and most family gatherings would have those elements that make it as difficult as possible.
Yes.
From my point of view as an audiologist, it's something I'm very much concerned about because it's one of the reasons why I got involved in audiology is because of the importance of communication for mental and emotional health, and family relationships are part of that. Most family gatherings, though, you may have people that are older relatives that may have some hearing loss. And you have an environment where there's background noise, there's groups of people, you can have music or other.
You have kids running around, a lot of noise, a lot of conversations.
Actually, just for this past Thanksgiving, my wife and I visited my brother and his family in New Jersey, and my brother and his three sons are fanatical football fans.
Okay. Oh, yes.
So you probably can imagine what I'm going to say next, that, you know, I was at the table with some other relatives trying to have a conversation, and the television is on. Apparently, if you want to watch football 24 hours a day, somehow you can. It looks like I don't know too much about it. But
around Thanksgiving time, yes.
Yes. So, but the television was on pretty loud, and they were cheering and so forth, and it was difficult for us to have a conversation. It can be difficult. Having hearing loss makes it difficult, but it's not only difficult for people who actually have hearing loss. With age, or we say wear and tear, maybe that's a better phrase, even for people who don't have any hearing loss at all, there are changes in the brain that make it more difficult to deal with conversation in adverse conditions. So you can have, even if you don't have any hearing loss at all, the speed of processing, if people are talking too fast, it's more difficult. Ability to handle distractions, if other people are talking, it's harder to focus on one thing when there's other things going on. Even something like memory, it's called working memory. If someone is telling a long story or there's a long sentence, by the time they get to the end of the sentence, you might not quite remember what was in the beginning, and that affects your ability to follow the conversation. So, for holiday time and family gatherings, there are things that can help people that have hearing loss or just people that are having difficulty following the conversation.
You said something, I wondered, that able to focus on someone's speaker, is this involved with the ability to tune out extraneous at restaurants?
Yes.
For instance, you're sitting at a table with friends.
It can be so difficult. Yeah.
Yes, very difficult.
Right.
If a person who doesn't have any hearing problem, is that person better able to blank out the extraneous?
Yes. Now there's a few reasons for that. Part of it is if you have hearing loss, you're missing certain sounds. So it's harder to distinguish one sound from another. But if you have the most common types of hearing loss, involve damage to the inner ear, part of the ear called the cochlea. So what happens is, even if things are loud enough, it may be harder for you to tell to separate one voice from another. You know, one voice has different tonal or pitch characteristics from another. Where if the inner ear and the auditory system is working well, you can distinguish between those two voices more easily than someone that has that type of hearing loss.
Does looking at the person help?
Ah, yes. You know, that's a very good point. You know, people talk about lip reading. There's a more modern term now called speech reading, because when you look at someone, you get it's not just the lips that give you the information.
The face.
Right, gestures and so forth. So it can make a big, big difference, and there's been research on this.
Well, let's learn more about the research after we take a break.
Yes.
We've been talking with Dr. Lawrence Cardano, who's an audiologist, and we're talking about how family members can make the holidays better and more pleasant for those of us who have hearing difficulties, and many of us do at this age. We'll be right back with Dr. Cardano. Stay tuned.